upset you now.
We were at Glastonbury this weekend. Good time. We got to hang out. I tell you, I mean, obviously, with that many people, yes. 200,000 people, you are going to get some people that annoy you. I mean, there's a few things that, like, I always seem to get stood next to an over-enthusiastic dancer. like incongruent, if that's the right word, to what is going on. We watched the Jesus and Mary Chain. You know, they're sort of like 80s drone rock, kind of dream pop, you know.
Yeah.
And there's just like the two girls in front of us and they were just dancing like it was fucking, I don't know.
Like house music. I remember them.
And like big rucksacks on. Just keep
the rucksack. No, the rucksacks. The rucksack. We need a rucksack band.
Just
that has got to stop.
Bumping into my arm, and you're like, "Oh, you can't." Sorry, you can't say sorry. Do you mind just easing up on the dancing? I know that in this scenario, I'm the dickhead, but it's still annoying. You're like, "Fuck it." You know that sort of thing where someone is doing something that, in the context, you can't have a go at them for. They're at a festival. They're enjoying themselves.
Yes.
But you're like, you just keep bumping into my elbow and it's really winding me up. And
my friend Pete kept on. We woke up at 5:30 to get to Glastonbury. And again, it was one of those things I couldn't.
What was
I
that
couldn't,
like?
It was fine because I was excited to get to Glastonbury. But I fell asleep straight away in the car.
You arsehole.
I know. I didn't mean to, but he kept waking me up.
I didn't mean to. I was just really tired. I didn't mean to. It's just the seats were really comfortable and I just closed my eyes and went to sleep. It's like, what do you mean I didn't mean to?
But I was sat there and I couldn't say anything because it's not his fault. And again, I was being cheeky because I fell asleep. But he kept waking me up every time every time he changed the gear.
I'd have been opening windows, turning the music up, flicking your ear. I'd have been, I mean, you say he kept waking you up.
By changing the gears. Every time he changed gear, knock my knee.
Right. Okay. Hold on a second.
What?
In the court of like unreasonable. What up, mate? What, like, I can imagine you waking up and going, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I didn't.
You keep waking me up by changing gear. It's like, I can't drive to Glastonbury second gear. Yeah, my car will break.
Fucking
hell, do you have to keep changing gear? Yes, I do. It's going to take us 8 hours to get to Glastonbury.
I was about peace and love, so I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I'm just saying it was annoying. If you were asleep and I kept on knocking your knee by changing the gear, it would annoy you.
I wouldn't have been asleep.
What would you have been doing then?
I'd have had a strong coffee on the way out of London and I'd have gone, right, I'm going to stay awake, mate, as a show of solidarity. It's Glastonbury. It's Woodstock vibes. We're in this together. I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to keep you company. Let's get some tunes on. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish that bloody bloke had stopped knocking my knee when he checked. I wish that bloke that's driving me to Glastonbury would stop waking me up by knocking my knee by changing gear.
I'm precious.
You are precious. You're like the princess and the pea. Fucking hell. Oh, God, I suppose you're going to be doing that all the way there. Yes, it's called driving, Sean. And once you get beyond just having passed your theory, you'll fucking know all about it.
But I have passed my theory. But
yes,
he kept,
I know.
I know, yeah. But but the thing is, that's a badly designed car.
It's a car.
No, it's not a car. It's not Pete's fault. It's the car's fault. You shouldn't be knocking the person. You shouldn't be knocking the passenger's knee.
I bet you were asleep in a really... When you say, like, oh, I just fell asleep, I bet you were, like, fucking legs spread.
I thought you had your leg over
the gear stick. I bet... However annoying it was that he kept waking you up, whatever he was experiencing was 10 times more annoying.
Oh, God. Well, look, I didn't mention it to him, so it's, you know, everything's fine. And I stayed awake for the way back, and I was the DJ.
What time did you leave on the way back?
4 p.m.
And you stayed awake?
Yeah.
Sean, I don't know how you've not been on the Queen's New Year's Honours list at this point. The things that you are prepared to do. You stayed awake at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for someone to drive you back from Glastonbury. You are the real unsung hero. I mean, I know Greta Thunberg spoke on the main stage. I can't believe they didn't get you up to do a little talk about how you were going to sort of stay awake for 2 hours while someone drove you home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, oh, she. Oh, that's what everyone would have enjoyed.
Oh, she.
For the rest of the weekend.
Oh, she. I like that. I like that.
I bet you do. That's your dream, isn't it? To one day have that experience. But,
surely yeah. You would like that as well, wouldn't you? Oh, McCaffrey.
I had it. Funnily enough, against what? QPR back in 1994 at CQPR.
Yes.
I'd been awake for 2 days and I thought the away fans were singing my name. Oh, McCaffrey. I was like, fucking hell, mate. Do they keep singing my name? I was like, you need to go to bed, Paul.
Did you get knocked by a rucksack?
Yes, I was with you at the time.
It's so annoying. And they don't say sorry. Just say sorry. Diffuse the situation.
Excuse me, mate. Can you just stop knocking me with your rucksack? So, what, mate? Bloody hell. Someone needs to cheer up. I know, because then you think, oh, if I sort of like poke the hornet's nest, I'm going to get aggressive. I'm going to get aggressive fun in my face. Mate, it's Glastow. Poking your ear. Someone needs a tickle with the happy stick. Dancing around you. You're sort of standing going, piss off.
You're absolutely right. There was a guy, he was like rave dancing to this rockabilly kind of rock band in this like rock tent. And he was just rave dancing. He was in his bucket hat. He was in his vest.
Man. There was some guy rave dancing to some rockabilly rock band. So, you sound like one of the old women that lives just outside the festival being interviewed on the local news. They were all down there bloody rave dancing to some rockabilly rock band.
To be fair, it was 6 a.m.
Wow, I wish. Were you rave dancing to the rockabilly rock band?
I was rocking out.
Oh, okay. Perfect. That's as you should be.
Here's the thing that I want to get off my chest now, because I didn't do anything, because it's Glastonbury, it's peace and love. I'm trying to spread the love. I'm trying to be positive, right?
You were very positive. I have to say, you were in good form.
I was just telling everyone I loved them.
Good to see.
I'll tell you the people I didn't love.
Okay, this is what we came for.
Where I don't know if you had this. Literally, everywhere I stood, I became the pathway. Like, as some prick
Hold on a second. If that doesn't become a football chant, everywhere he stands, people start a pathway, everywhere he stands. Oh, next time I'm at a festival, I'm going to stand behind you chanting that.
I turn around to my mate Pete and I went, have I got a fucking sign on my back that says this way? Man.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Funny you should say that, because I was having a chat with the guy behind me and I was saying that. You, the problem is you have to exercise reason, because you go like, oh, fuck it. You end up getting like that. Oh, another one.
Totally.
People are allowed to move around. There are 200,000 people here. You know, it's just that sort of, you just have to go, yeah, someone wants to walk somewhere and I'm in the way.
But why has the policy changed just because there's 100,000 people? Still say, excuse me, thank you. That's all I want is some manners. It's just the barging through and the fucking prick that's holding 3 pints. I don't give a shit if you're holding 3 pints.
Oh, man, I just saw someone say sorry. Someone thought they'd fucking, like, cracked the code. By going to, so this was like during, or like just before McCartney, they'd gone to a bar that was further away to get their pints because there was less of a queue, and then had to carry 4 pints, like half a mile. I was like, that looks like more hassle.
Fair play. Respect. Full respect. To the 4 pinters, yeah. That can carry 4 pints.
Well, they've got those kind of like cardboard four-way things, haven't they?
Oh, respect. Not declined. Taken back.
I had someone come up to me while I was queuing to get some food before the thing, and a bloke was sort of looking at the queue going, oh, sorry, so where is the queue starting there? And I was like, yeah, traditional system, mate, queuing from the back. And he actually turned out to be a nice bloke, but it was just
I've
like...
I've said this 1,000 times, but at Glastonbury, it went too far. If you are not in the queue, if you've already ordered, fuck off to the side. Stand at the side. I spent 20 minutes stood behind a group and then suddenly realised they hadn't moved. Sorry, are you in the queue? Oh, no, we're not. Well, fucking apologise then. You are stood where the queue is. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's selfish. It's selfish behaviour at the Festival of Peace and Love.
I had, speaking of the Festival of Peace and Love, I had a guy, I was queuing up to get some Thai food just after the Libertines, and I was queuing up and a guy came over and went,
yeah, it!
A guy came over and went, oh, you're Paul McCaffrey. And I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, can I get a picture? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, nice one. My mates will take the piss out of me saying I look like you. Fuck off. You arsehole.
A little 90s goblin.
It was, but yeah, people just, you know. Anyone that's got a rucksack, that is too organised at these places.
I know.
You know, like, go like, mate, you know, apps are like, oh God, I've got a clash at 3:50. It's like, mate, you're not at work.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be working to, you know, I like to know what I'm going to see. But I'd also like to leave certain things to chance. You know, like, I think there has to be an element of... You're always sort of... The best person that I'll see that it looks like they're having the most fun is the person that spent 3 days watching, like, the pottery tent because he's so shit-faced he didn't even realise there was a main stage. You go, like... If you had, like, a... You know, like, a lie detector where you could sort of graph people's levels of fun, you go, that person's having better fun. You know, he'd go, oh, were you there for blah, blah, blah? I said, no, he didn't even know it was happening, mate. It was hugging a sheep. It has gone to... You see, I mean, certain times you see people sat on, like, an inflatable sofa and you go, like, oh, man, they have absolutely smashed that. And you go, like, yeah, but...
I always do think I'm now at the age where standing...
What do you turn up with? Like, here's the thing. I bet you turn up with very little.
Well, me and you once went to Tenerife and I didn't bring anything.
Didn't you do Latitude without a tent?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I did. Someone else will have one. It's fine.
That is what I used to think.
Yes, I know, Sean. I've known you for a long time. You don't have to tell me that like I'm surprised that you... Do you know what? This might surprise you. I used to think that is not surprising.
I was trying to go back to girls' tents, not to sleep with them, just to sleep. That was my incentive.
To sleep. A tent tease.
I once at a festival in Ireland, the Electric Picnic, I once got lost and ended up sleeping in a tent with 8 people I didn't know.
Wow. What was that like when you woke up?
It was absolutely mental.
That's like a film. You wake up and realise that you're in some sort of like white power tent. It's like, wake up and realise it's like a clan sort of, yeah.
Can I tell you one thing, right? And this has always got me. But you know when you're seeing the, well, kind of anyone, but normally at like the pyramid stage, the big stages, the other stage, when there's... All of those people, and it gets to the chorus of the song that everyone loves, and at the front, they're singing it. Now, I don't normally go to the front. I like to be at the back, like, just because I can't be bothered to be those people that try and get through everyone. I still want to sing along. Why is it that when the further the crowd gets back, people don't join in? I don't understand. And at what point does that stop? Because surely... It has to get to a point. It has to get to a row at the festival where that row have all kind of intuitively decided, nah, just not feeling it.
It's sort of like critical mass, I think, that. It's kind of like when, if you're stood in a row and of that row, 50 people are singing along and you're not, you kind of feel obliged. And I think as the rows go back, it just sort of gets less and less. And you go like, well... No one else is doing it, so I won't bother either. You know, like, let me see those hands, clap along, you know, and you go like, oh, I can't really be bothered. But if everyone around you is doing it, you don't want to be the one guy that's not doing it, do you?
No, but I think that everyone should be doing that. Why are we here? I don't just want to be a spectator. I want to be part of this.
Bloody hell, you really have had a good weekend, haven't you?
No, but it's just, why does it...
Come on, be, you're like Gandhi, be the change you want to see. Realise you're a crowd philosopher, Sean Walsh. Guys, you part of the problem, you part of the solution.
Well,
I'm surprised you didn't end up naked.
Well, that was the Glastonbury special. Now, of course, as a lot of you will know, that was only a teaser of the full-length episode, which you can find at patreon.com/WUYN. Or you can just tap the link in the bio and that will take you straight to the full-length episode where we have an entire library that goes back to the beginning of all the other feature-length episodes with all of the other features that we have, such as you guys sending in voice notes and me and Paul taking to the internet to find the most hilarious angry reviews. Again, to find that, all you have to do is just tap in the link in the bio and that will take you straight there. You can sign up starting at £3. It goes up to £4.50 if you also want the voice note section. Be great to see you there.